Subcommittee Chairman Michael McCaul recited the list of symptoms that he saw.
After nearly a decade, DHS's failure to integrate its management practices remains on the GAO's high-risk list. Stovepiped management information systems continue to plague DHS with mismanagement, redundancies, and duplication, and inefficient use of resources that has increased costs within the department and bungled the implementation of security operations.
The Government Accountability Office keeps DHS on its high-risk list. Out of GAO's 31 specific recommendations, the department has satisfied just two. But it has made strides. It has earned its first ever qualified audit opinion, which escapes many more established agencies. It has lowered its senior level vacancy rate from 25 to 10%. And it has what GAO's Homeland Security and Justice Issues Director David Moore calls good support for a roadmap for unification. But
DHS continues to face challenges implementing information security controls and managing its IT acquisitions, which it is trying to address through, among other things, a new approach to overseeing IT investments. On the financial front, DHS recently announced a new approach for modernizing its financial systems, but is still years away from complete implementation and continues to have material weaknesses and internal controls over financial reporting. In short, while DHS has made important strides addressing its management challenges, the department still has a great deal of work ahead executing its plans.
He's carefully watching DHS's acquisition management, too. The department's short history is laden with expensive, acronym-filled projects gone bad. Undersecretary for Management Rafael Boris says there was no departmental oversight. Now DHS has a robust acquisition review process, he says, and its monitoring programs.
So now we have a mechanism, and we have documented over the last 2 years over 70 instances where we have called programs before the department where they're subject to a comprehensive review, and as a result of those reviews, they've been giving adjustments, modifications in some programs like ASP. They've been told to cease. They've been told to perform other functions to modify their process to improve the success of those programs.
Figuring out the prescription to get to the next level, however, may be trickier. McCaul says Congress needs its own roadmap.
We are trying to do more with less resources, but these are issues of national security and, in the long run, could be cost-effective, if we could do a better job of providing those management resources.
He asked GAO's Moore to provide one. Moore says DHS has its plan, but there are questions about it.
One of the things that we're looking at when we assess the various department plans for addressing our high risk is their own assessment of the resources that they say they need to carry out what they plan to do. And we've had some questions along those lines about whether or not they have the ability to put the resources to bear to actually execute on these plans.
Boris says the department has put together plans that show the resources needed to implement many of the initiatives, but he says they're not asking for more money.
We are attempting to use and leverage technology, our existing resources. It is often a challenge because oftentimes we are pitted against each other. Do we invest in the management backbone of the department or do we invest in the operations of the department? And clearly this secretary has made it clear she is not going to sacrifice the operations of the department.
Sounds like the wrong cure to some lawmakers. Ranking Member Bill Keating says the department shouldn't think of management and operations as two distinct entities that never meet.
If you don't have good tools to manage, then that operational budget's not going to be used as efficiently as possible. All too often, we just keep looking at what we have to do to get by, and that's important in tough times. But we're losing the opportunity to save money and be more efficient in the long run.
He says upfront investments in management could increase safety on the front lines. Pennsylvania Republican Thomas Marino says the government has finite dollars and infinite problems, however. But no matter, he tells the DHS officials they inherited a mess that they have to clean up.
You assumed the responsibility. Now the ball's in your court. And you have to make this agency the best security agency in the world and the most efficient. You have an awesome responsibility. So I leave you with good luck. And if my office or any of us can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to contact us. But the next time we're talking, it's your responsibility now to get this agency where it should be.
Sounds like it's up to the patient to make a full recovery. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.